swines, and there was 5,000 swines out there feeding by the water, by the sea. And Jesus told those demons and devils to come out. They said they were legions, and legions is about 5,000 or 6,000. So that man had 5,000 or 6,000 demons and devils in him. And Jesus told them to come out, and they came out. And they said, could we just go in them swines? He said, yeah, go. And he sent them, and they went into those swines. And the swines don't like the devils no more than we do. The swines went and drowned themselves in the sea. See, that's what they did. So how do you think these people feel nowadays, just walking around with these demons and devils in them, and the church folks can't get them out? They don't even try. Church people don't even try. Like I said, they preach these little generic gospels of love and peace and joy and giving. And here the people are suffering with sins, killing themselves. You have more murder and suicide than ever in America today. Committing suicide because they can't stand the pressure of all those demons and devils and that's in them, all those evil spirits. Saints of God, we have power to take that out. And we need to work. Get on your face. Get on your knees. Cry out to God and ask God, Lord, help us. Anoint us to do this work. And be sincere with God and you'll get the anointing. You know, in the church we're teaching, we want to teach you about knowledge, the knowledge from God, that we're called to do these things. That's the teaching, that you need knowledge. We cannot teach anybody if we don't have knowledge. And the only way you're going to have knowledge is you're going to have to know God. The only way you can know God, you got to get in the Bible and read about it. The only way you can know some man, T.D. Jakes, or somebody that's long gone, like Smith Wigglesworth. The only way you're going to know those people, you never met them, they got books about them. And you have to read the book. And when you read the book, then you get to know the man. You know, Jesus healed many. He healed that man, that Gadarene. He healed that man. After he cast the demons and devils out of him, he healed him. And he put clothes on him. And he restored his mind. He restored him. Everything that was wrong with that man, all the cuts and sores and bruises, God restored that man. And he made him whole. And he put him in his right man. He put right mind. He put some clothes on him, and he put him in his right mind. Don't you know, if he restored that man's mind, he can restore your mind and others' mind. You know, there are other people. They have Alzheimer's. They have dementia. They have memory loss, brain disorders that cause them not to be able to think properly. You know, people that hear voices, all those conditions, Jesus attributed them to demons and devil spirits. This is what Jesus said they are. These are demons and devil spirits. And saints of God, he has given us power over all these demons and devil spirits in the name of Jesus. So we'll pick back on this when we come back again. We'll continue with this lesson, and may God bless you. Amen and amen.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger,
but on a tree, died to save man. The
Yeah. Oh,